Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We've still got some more NFL to decipher. The greatness of Aaron Rodgers on full display fourth quarter last night. I mean, just freakish ability. And I tweeted out this morning or last night at some point, best feat in the history of the NFL, and all you got to do is look at that last touchdown pass to Cobb to see what I mean. Sidestep left, sidestep left, sidestep left, then a little flick over the middle, never in a hurry. Just calm in the pocket. You know, this is a guy that looked like he was all but done in this game, being carted off the field. Then he comes back and leads them from 20 points back in the second half. So we'll continue our conversation. There was a totally unique first time ever score in NFL history in a game. I mean, think about how odd that has to be this far into the history of the NFL for that to happen. So we'll talk about that. But first, let's get to our Twitter question, brought to you each and every day by Syndio, your HR experts. And what's going on today, Shane?
State Fair. State Fair question. Here. At KFH Radio is the handle. It's going on right now in Hutch. It started this past weekend. What is your go-to junk food when you go to the State Fair? Specifically for these people in Hutch. What's your go-to junk food? Corn dog, funnel cake, fried Oreos / Twinkie, and whatever else they fry, because they fry about everything now, or turkey leg.
Had a
couple of write-ins. Tom wrote in roasted corn. I forgot about that, although that's not actually junk food. Corn's not good for you, but it's not bad for you either.
Okay.
Shout out to my sister. She said you forgot the most important one, cotton candy. Cotton candy popular at the fair?
I don't know. I'm not a cotton candy guy, so.
Yeah,
Andrew. Cotton candy's Andrew's, kind of, it's messy, disgusting, isn't it?
It is, yeah, sticky, and the only ones that really eat it are your kids, and they end up wearing it all over their face by the time it's all said and done. Funnel cake's getting 48% of the vote, corn dog 32%, turkey leg 13%. Is there a better place to go? I'm not talking about Hutch necessarily, but a state fair. Is there a better place than the state fair to people watch?
Airports, maybe.
Airport, maybe, yeah.
Maybe. That's a Twitter question in and of itself.
Yeah, what's the best place to go to people watch?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'll just leave it at yes. It's a great place to watch people. Absolutely.
What?
No question.
I'll ask, I know you're the health nut, but of those four or one that you would replace the four with, if you went to that kind of a gathering, what would you go with?
Well, I'd probably take the turkey leg, have a couple of bites and
hand it off.
Dispense with it. Huh. Yeah, that's probably what I'd go with.
Oh, man. If you only have a couple bites of that turkey leg, you're wasting your money, because I guarantee you that's going to set you back $8 or $9, won't it?
Right, but it's generally lean, and so that'd be okay, probably. The rest of the stuff I just would never eat on any day.
Yeah,
I would never have a corn dog. I would never have any funnel cake. And what was the other one?
Fried Oreo or Twinkie?
No, my God, no. No. Never.
What about roasted corn?
Even, that wouldn't even be, my daughter gets it. Here, give me a bite. I'm curious. I wouldn't even wade into that.
Oh, my God.
My favorite thing at the fair, beer garden. Sorry. I'm not very interesting, but that's my favorite.
There's beer everywhere, Bruce.
I understand. Well,
funnel cakes aren't on every corner, man. I mean, come on. What if it's
I'm a simple man. I guess that's all I can say.
And zero sweet teeth in your face. Can't even be bothered by a funnel cake. Good for you.
So, and funnel cake's winning right now?
Yeah, 48%.
Well, funnel cake is distinctively Hutch Fair, you know, Hutch State Fair.
Uh-huh.
So, you know. And by the way, the State Fair in Hutch is it's a great tradition, an absolutely great, great tradition. So we congratulate those folks each and every year for the pride that they take in putting that thing on. It's an overwhelming undertaking. They do an absolutely great job. All right. Ryan Fitzpatrick was unbelievable in a game that ended 48-40. Shane, it was the first time in NFL history that a game had ended 48-40. I think I was reading last night, there have been 60-something unique final scores in NFL history. This happened to be the most recent one. They're running out of them.
Never been a 48-40?
They had one yesterday.
That's pretty cool.
48-40. Yeah, that is pretty cool. I thought it was pretty interesting. What a game. Defense optional.
Yeah, no doubt.
But Ryan Fitzpatrick outgunning Drew Brees. Who'd have thunk it?
Let me ask you this. That's the first of three that Jameis Winston has to set out.
Mm-hmm.
What if, and I'm not even talking about throwing for four Bills and four touchdowns, which he did. And he also ran for 36 yards and a touchdown. So he made that look like a college game, Fitzpatrick did.
Yeah,
so if he's just competent, if he's just okay, and let's say the Bucs are 2-1. They get the Eagles and Steelers at home, by the way, after this. And so Jameis Winston can come back and play against the Bears on the 30th.
Okay.
As he, first of all, he has to have fallen out of favor at least a little bit in that locker room just for doing knuckleheaded stuff and, you know, selfish stuff. That doesn't fly, especially with veterans that feel like that, hey, look, your behavior and your performance on the field helps put food on my table too, so stop being a jackass. What would you put the odds? And again, this is speculation after one game. What do you think the chances are that he doesn't get his job back? I think it's at least on the table.
Okay. It's not such a crazy question that we would just dispatch it as a matter of course. Maybe what, 30%, 25%? He's their franchise quarterback. Ryan Fitzpatrick is who Ryan Fitzpatrick is. He's a journeyman.
I know.
Who is capable of having moments like that. And you go back and look. I mean, he's had moments like that. But he's generally a little bit better than pedestrian. That's the kind of career that he's had. But hey, he's still in the league and he's still producing and he had a great moment yesterday. But I can't imagine that Jameis Winston is staying up at night worried about Ryan Fitzpatrick. He should be worried more about what you just talked about. Does he still have the locker room? Does he still have the confidence of veterans? Is he still potentially the face and the leader of the franchise?
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't go to the well too many times and have guys shaking their heads afterwards. But at some point, they're going to say, "Nah, I don't need this crap."
Yeah.
So
now, offensively. Aside from DeSean Jackson, they're pretty young. Well, and Fitzpatrick, who's been in the league 14 years. I can't believe that. But
yeah.
So he would most likely be able to command the huddle as far as that goes. I mean, he's got a tremendous on-field relationship with Mike Evans. I mean,
When you're winning games, that commands the huddle. So
well, but, you know, like you said and like I brought up, you consistently go to the knucklehead well, and guys like Gerald McCoy, who's been in the league 9 years, or Brent Grimes, who's been in the league for 12 years. Look, they weren't expected to do much, and the Saints were, when you talk about the NFC South. But if they're 2-1 after three games and Ryan Fitzpatrick is putting up any kind of numbers and leading at all, which I'm quite confident that he is, because as a 35-year-old backup to take the Saints by the neck and put up 48 on them at the whatever dome it's called, that, I mean, some of those Buccaneers may have perked up and said, dang. Now, I know it's not the whole season, but Ryan Fitzpatrick has three games, and two more now, to do his thing. And boy, he looked really good yesterday. And I just wonder if the confidence is wavering
at
all.
Well, let's find out. They play Philadelphia at home next weekend.
Yep.
I think we'll have a fairly good measure of that. I like Ryan Fitzpatrick. He's one of those players that has survived in this league and remained relevant. But as a go-to guy, he's kind of gone in and out.
Well, I hear you, but it's also a short season. It's like, hey, let's ride this wave as long as he's going to take us there. I'm not saying there's a controversy necessarily, but he played great yesterday.
We continue in a moment. Hour one in the books. Shannon Bruce continuing Sports Daily on a Monday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.